Twitter locks out Philippines' top diplomat after saying, "F-ing communists. You shoot them." By Francis Martel on March 9, 2020. Twitter temporarily locked Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Teodoro Loxin Jr. out of his account after he replied to a leftist critic by posting, "These are fucking communists. You shoot them. You don't listen to them." Loxin posted the remark on March 5. By Monday morning Manila time, he appeared to have regained posting power, telling the activist whose report resulted in his suspension to lighten up. Loxin is the Philippines' top diplomat, responsible for representing the administration of President Rodrigo Duterte to the world. He is extremely active on Twitter and, like his boss, does not shy away from profanity or off-color remarks. While vocally condemning communism in theory, Loxin supports Duterte's pro-China policies and once apologized to the Chinese Communist Party for accurately condemning mass murderer Mao Zedong for unleashing a famine during his dictatorship. Loxin ran afoul of Twitter's anti-violent threat rules in response to an article quoting Renato Reyes Jr., Secretary General of the leftist group Bayan Country, objecting to the presence of U.S. troops in the country. The Philippines and the United States have a historic military alliance and regularly schedule military exercises, though Duterte has routinely questioned the wisdom of cooperating with America and threatened to form alliances with China and Russia. Despite the seeming space for agreement between Loxin and Bayan, Loxin reposted a link to a Philippine Inquirer article about Bayan with his advice to shoot communists. While a URL still exists for the tweet, it leads to a page reading only. This tweet is no longer available because it violated the Twitter rules. On Loxin's timeline, the tweet no longer appears where it would have chronologically, between a statement on his steadfast commitment to ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and a joke about how all characters in the Old Testament had beards, including the women. Reyes, the head of the Bayan Group, confirmed on Monday that he had reported the post in question and, as a result, Twitter had temporarily prevented Loxin from posting on the site. The Philippine news broadcaster ABS-CBN noted that Twitter did not independently say that the "shoot communists" tweet caused the suspension. "We welcome this action by Twitter. For so long, Loxin thought he could get away with anything. But when he threatens harm on activists who are merely expressing their views, we will have to draw the line and fight back," Reyes said in a post on social media confirming the suspension. "He is abusive and appalling. We look forward to his return to Twitter, and perhaps by then, he will learn some humility and tolerance in dealing with opinions that are different from his." Loxin returned to Twitter a few hours later, apparently telling Reyes to lighten up, my friend. Reyes replied, welcoming Loxin back, adding, "We hope he starts treating with respect those who hold different views. Stop wishing that they be shot." Loxin kept the conversation going by alluding to the horrors of Soviet gulags. Salvador Paunello, Duterte's spokesman, defended Loxin as a diplomat on Monday, comparing him to Duterte himself. "He's a responsible government official and effective in his job. Go beyond the language. Look at the meat and the essence and the substance of what he is saying," urged reporters at his Monday press briefing. "Maybe that's just hyperbole. It looks like the president's style, that's just hyperbole." The incident is not the first in which Loxin's colorful language on communism resulted in controversy. In October, in response to Paunello answering a bizarre dare to commute to work on public transportation, Loxin tweeted, "It was a giant win for Sal Paunello because he answered the challenge and pulled it off, and that was the point, right? Of course, it is. Unless you're a fucking communist, then the only point is to take power and unleash a famine like Mao did." Loxin then added in defense of Paunello, "Low-class bitches won't access that, he won that one." Loxin also referred derogatorily to Maoist tutong, a Philippine word for burnt rice. He issued a groveling apology to China shortly thereafter. He did not make clear if it was an honest or sarcastic one. "My profound apologies to the People's Republic of China, the Communist Party responsible for its unprecedented achievements, and Ambrose Zhou, for using the great helmsman's name in vain. All this revisionism makes me, as the first defender of Red China, forget my admiration." A month after this dispute, Loxin attacked a Philippine Inquirer journalist for reporting on Duterte's absence at ASEAN conference meetings. In several tweets, he referred to journalist Jessica Tenano as Yuchet, sick, and asked, did you get the put angina, son of a whore, I sent you? When Anano replied with a text of public servant laws that require Loxin to behave with professionalism, he replied, fuck you. Loxin later deleted the tweet. Duterte similarly resorts to profanity against political opponents often and has attacked communists as rotten. That's what I am telling communists. You have jeopardized, caused sorrow and misery to the country fighting for a lost cause. The communist ideology is over. It's over and done with, he said in remarks in January 2019. A year before that condemnation, Duterte publicly ordered Philippine soldiers to shoot communist women. Tell the soldiers, there's a new order coming from the mayor. We won't kill you. We will just shoot your vagina, he said. If there is no vagina, it would be useless. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.